My new book, Facts That Aren't True, is out now. Don't forget about my other book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions.
The number one problem with atheism is that they don't even believe in absolute truth.
Wow.
Because absolute truth, you can't even confirm to me right now you exist.
You can't confirm to me that you exist.
I can.
No, you can't. Prove that you're not a figment of my imagination.
What do you mean figment of imagination? I'm speaking to you right now and I exist.
Prove that it's not a figment of my own imagination talking to me right now.
What do you mean? Do you like figment of your
imagination? It's literally, I cannot dumb it down any more than that. Prove to me that you're not a figment of my imagination.
Meaning you're dreaming. This is all a dream.
No, a figment of my imagination. You can't do that. Okay, so you don't believe in absolute truth.
I do believe.
What do you want to talk about next? Okay, then prove you're not a figment of my imagination.
I'm not speaking to you right now, and I'm just,
yeah, I know that I'm imagining this happening. Prove that it's anything other than that.
You're not imagining this because I'm speaking.
Prove
to you
it
right
to me.
It's absolute truth.
Prove it to me.
If it was an imagination, things don't come into reality, meaning when you're imagining things.
You're begging the question. You're just saying you're not imagining it because you're not imagining it because this is reality.
No, I'm not saying not
prove
because
it
you're
to
imagining
me.
It. Not because you're imagining it. Imagination usually this doesn't come into reality.
This was 10 times easier than I thought it would be. So you're incapable of doing this, just so you know.
Imagination most of the times does not come into reality.
Yeah, prove that I'm not imagining this.
You're not. So we
yeah,
can
prove it. Don't declare it. Prove. Do you know what a circular argument is?
It's not about a circular argument.
Do you know what a circular argument is?
Do you think imagination?
No, see, the question is, do you know what a circular argument is?
No, not birds. The water.
Mo.
Becoming.
Mo. Do you even know what a circular argument is?
Hmm?
Do you know what a circular argument is?
Yes.
What is it?
That goes nowhere.
No. Be specific.
An argument that goes nowhere and then circulates to the original topic, meaning an argument that's not valid.
No. A circular argument is when your conclusion is one of the premises, or vice versa, which is what you're doing. I said, prove that you're not a figment of my imagination, and you're just telling me that you're not. You're not proving it. Now, you said that the atheist can't prove that they exist.
Yeah,
you can't prove that you exist. So you are an atheist.
I'm speaking, and because I was created and due to living a long life.
I need you to prove to me that I'm not just imagining that I'm having a conversation.
If you're imagining, it's a big problem.
I didn't ask you if it's a problem. I asked you to... Well, it's not a question, but prove to me that you're not a figment of my imagination.
I can prove that because most things when people imagine things, most of them don't come into reality. Meaning, I can give you an example. They can say the water.
I didn't ask you for an example. I asked you to prove that right now I'm not talking to a voice in my head.
This is not virtual reality.
Okay, you can't do this. The only thing you've been able to do is beg the question, so we can move on. I've demonstrated that you're an absolute hypocrite because, yes, your argument that atheists can't prove that they exist to other people is a weakness that you and everybody has. So you are completely disingenuous, and you have no idea what you're talking about. What do you want to talk about next?
Fine-tuning equals God. Meaning, I can prove to you universe, the tuning, I'm not talking about if gravity existed or not, the strength of gravity that holds everything together is the proof of God. Because there had to be a higher intelligence power.
Yeah, which is how we know that aliens are simulating the universe. I agree.
Huh?
What? Yeah, this is how we know that aliens are simulating our universe.
No, aliens don't exist. We have multiple...
No, actually, the aliens created a simulation, exist, and that's real. What this is. And that's how we proved that aliens exist.
If you believe that aliens exist, you might need to go check.
No, I know that aliens exist because they're simulating this universe. This universe has the properties of a simulation. Simulating that's aliens? How we know they exist.
Can you name me? Can you name me which alien did you see?
His name was... He's from Mongolia.
Club. This is talking to a person.
Yes, so, I treat dipshit arguments like yours exactly. I parody your arguments in the appropriate way. And people learn and laugh and live and love quite a lot from watching this stuff. I'm talking
about fine-tuning. Explain to me why gravity has the same...
Because the aliens that simulate this universe programmed it to be that way. That's the only explanation.
Okay, if it's meant to be that way, was there needed a higher power, yes or no?
Yes, the thing that is simulating our universe.
The simulating, it's not aliens. There's no scientific proof.
No, it is aliens. It is aliens. We even know what their names are. Do you want me to tell you what their names were again? Their names were...
My friend, if you believe aliens...
No, we're not friends. You need to go to... I would never be friends with somebody like you.
Huh?
I would never be friends with somebody like you, so don't say that.
Hopefully don't, because you can't even confirm to me you exist. So
no, and neither can you. We went over that already.
I told you. You're not imagining. You're not.
Because I told you? That's how you proved it? Okay. I'm telling you right now! That motherfucker is real! That's you right now.
No, that's not me.
Yes, well, it is. So I don't know what to tell you, but it absolutely is. Way to flip the script on that one. That motherfucker is real.
You cannot you yourself cannot confirm to me you exist. Plus, you cannot debunk.
Yes, I can. I'm telling you
the way it is. What is the point of arguing,
buddy? First of all, I can prove to you that I exist. I'm telling you that I exist.
Oh, okay.
Second of all, gravity is the way it is because the aliens that are simulating this universe programmed it to be that way. That's the only explanation.
Wait, can you repeat that?
No.
No, of course. Allah, I'm talking to someone that needs to see you at a hospital, bro. You need to see a hospital. You told me aliens created gravity by your argument.
Yeah, it's part of the simulated universe. And we know that because it has the properties that a simulated universe would have. That's how we know that aliens exist. Do you know what begging the question is? Begging the question is when you say, I think that this thing exists. So let me say that the reason things are the way they are is because that thing I believe in made them be the way that they are. Therefore, the thing I believe exists exists. That is called begging the question. And it's what you're doing when you invoke fine-tuning. Congratulations.
The strength of gravity. That's why a higher power needed is in order to create
How do we know that?
Certain strength.
How do you know that?
Because humans, no aliens, no flying donkeys can create something like
that. I didn't ask you what can't do it. I asked you how you know God did it.
Because it's common sense. It does not take
it's common sense. To think of that. The fact that you don't understand all of the circular reasoning you're doing is just some of the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
You're not born an atheist. You cannot.
Yeah, you are.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are. What do babies believe in?
Born an atheist, bro.
What do babies believe in?
Okay, if you're born an atheist.
Okay, what do babies believe in, Mo?
Babies believe in? Most of the time, their minds are not developed. Over time, when.
So they don't believe in God. Okay, thank you. Thank you for playing. You can't prove that you exist. You proved that everybody is born an atheist. You proved that aliens are simulating this universe. This is just some of the. the score here is like 10 to 0.
No, it's actually the opposite.
I'm winning, but you've scored all of the points. That's what's happening right now.
It's the opposite. 10 to me, 0 to you. You didn't debunk that gravity has the certain strength it does.
You know, the last time I heard somebody make an I know you are, but what am I argument, I think I was in third grade.
No. You have a mind of a third grader.
No. You unironically just did it again. No. You unironically just said, I know you are, but what am I? After I told you, you are making I know you are, but what am I arguments. Mm-hmm. And then you just, and then you did it again.
Yeah.
Brother, I'm going to end this man's whole career.
Stick to comedy, because you are not going nowhere.
This whole, that means that I am going somewhere.
You haven't done nothing.
Learn how to English.
You haven't done a single thing.
I've done all kinds of things.
Gave you an argument of fine-tuning. Didn't debunk it. Didn't address it. Didn't do nothing.
We haven't really talked about it very much, because what I did was I proved that the fine-tuning argument proves aliens exist as much as it proves anything else. Okay. And you just, you're either too stupid or brainwashed to understand that, but go ahead and talk about fine-tuning.
Next time
go on, Short King.
In a UFO with Phineas and Ferb and all of them, just in a confinement, you know?
Go ahead and argue for fine-tuning.
I'm arguing. Told you, how is gravity the certain strength it is? Meaning, I'm not arguing that gravity, how did gravity exist? How is it the certain strength?
Yeah, go ahead and tell me how gravity ended up the way that it is. Go ahead and tell me how gravity ended up the way it is.
It ended up the way it is because of God. Because,
and how do you know that?
Created it. There has to
how do you know that?
Intelligent power. It doesn't, it's common sense.
No, it's so sense. Again, do you know because what begging is, the question is? I'll because answer, that's what I'll you're answer, doing. I'll how do I know that? It's known. That's how I know it.
I'll tell you it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Scientists cannot answer this question. Science cannot answer this question.
Do you know what an argument from ignorance is? Do you know what an argument from ignorance is?
What is an argument from ignorance?
An argument from ignorance. Let's say that I say, you and I go outside. And there is a tree that fell over. And I ask you, how do you think that tree fell over? And you said, I don't know. And then I say, well, I think that it was Jacques the Pirate. And you say, what? What do you mean? And then I say, oh, do you know how it happened? And you say, no. And I say, therefore, that means Jacques the Pirate did it. And then I'll even say that it's common knowledge. So what you're doing is, instead of proving your claim, you're saying, hey, other people don't know what an alternative explanation is. That means that I'm right. So,
no, not because of that. Because your argument that aliens exist does not debunk my argument of fine-tuning. Because it's a stupid argument. We know, me and you both know, aliens don't exist. We have
no, we don't know that, actually. You know how many galaxies... Wait. You think the Earth is flat, don't you? You think the Earth is flat, don't you?
No, I think the Earth is round.
Oh, interesting. So there are hundreds of billions of galaxies, right?
Hundreds of billions of galaxies, according
this to... This is what's called common knowledge. There are hundreds of billions of galaxies.
Okay.
Okay, and there are many billions of planets in every single galaxy. And now you're telling me that we know that there's nothing alive in any of them?
Oh my god,
I shouldn't think this guy would actually be able to talk about these things. So anyways, the more important thing is the aliens, they exist outside of this reality. They're simulating universe.
I'll say hello to Tobashin and Robatin and Zubatin next week, man. Don't worry.
Don't fucking place some dumbass gypsy curse on me, Mo. Okay? Stop rebuking me in the name of your holy juju or whatever it is the fuck that you're doing. Quit witchcrafting me, Mo. That's a bad Mo. Bad. Quit that.
I'll wait for to arrive next week on Earth today. I'll arrive. I'll wait. I'll be waiting for them. I'll be waiting for them, man. I'll be waiting for next week.
Are you done?
No, I'm not done. Because
go ahead. Sounds like you're done. So how do you know that your God exists? Like you're done
because you didn't prove anything. Nothing. This whole argument.
I proved that you don't know anything either. Nonsense. You can't prove that you exist.
You cannot prove fine-tuning. You cannot debunk it. You cannot prove you exist.
You haven't proven anything with regard to fine-tuning.
You're a grown-ass man that believes aliens created gravity because you need to go see a hospital. I swear to you, I'm not lying. You need to see a hospital. Because if you think aliens created gravity, holy shit.
Do you think that people that hear voices in their head should go to the hospital?
Hmm?
Do you think that people who hear voices in their head should go to the hospital?
Voices in their head? What does that have to do with this argument?
Do you think that people who hear voices in their head should go see a hospital?
You're stupid enough to literally need medical attention. You're lower intelligence. That's why I'm telling you to go see a hospital. And it's nothing wrong against autistic people or people who have who are deficient in IQ. There's nothing wrong with that. God created us all to have some things, you know? And that's totally fine.
Do you think people who hear voices in their heads should go see a hospital?
The people who go to mental asylums, you mean?
Do you think, I'll just ask the question for like the 10th time. I don't know what you're lacking or deficient in that you can't understand basic question. Do you think that people who hear voices in their heads should go see a hospital?
People who have voices in their heads, yes, they should go see a hospital like you.
Do you talk to God?
Yeah, I see.
Then you should go to the hospital. Okay. You should go see a hospital because you hear voices in your head, Mo. But you shouldn't, you don't really need to go to a hospital because you don't actually exist. You're just a figement of my imagination. But maybe I'll imagine you going to the hospital. I'll imagine you walking barefoot over a road of Lego bricks to the hospital. That's what I think I'll do.
Nice. Congrats.
Nice. I hope you open up a tin jar that has cookies on the top, but it's just a sewing kit on the inside.
Nice. Okay.
I hope that you step in a puddle after putting on a pair of socks. Okay, I hope that you have to visit Gary, Indiana for a work obligation.
Yay. Useless fucking dumbass.
Yeah, you are. Kitty cat, he rage quitted. What do you think about that? Oh, man.